League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to Koreatown's very own Honeybee. My favorite part of her interview was talking about paengdaegi, which is Korean street food made with silkworm pupae. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Annyeonghaseyo. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time on the podcast, Honeybee. 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
한국 사람이에요?
네, 한국 사람입니다.
네. Keep going, keep going.
스티비가 한국말을 못한대요.
She said that Steve can't speak Korean.
그게 우리나라에 얼마 고통이냐?
고통이 뭐야? 고통이 뭐야?
It's like a shame to our culture.
Oh, shame to our culture. That's the way I felt my whole life. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I said, well, the things I know in Korean are like the base things like 똥마려, 배고파, 죽어버려.
Why do you know shit? I'm hungry and die.
Well, no, but there's more to that. 죽어버려 means I kill you and throw you away, right?
죽어버려. I guess.
Because 버려 is to throw away, right?
I guess. There are so many curse words in Korean. Like, Koreans are very creative with their curse words.
Give me three more examples of Korean curses.
I don't even know. Like, 시발 새끼.
What 시발 means?
Like, you.
Oh, no, 개새끼.
개새끼. You can't even interpret it. You can't.
What's 개새끼? 개 is an animal, right? It's a dog, isn't it?
So you're like
dog.
A dog fucker.
You're a dog. You're a dog.
Dog
piece of
bastard.
Shit. Yeah. Speaking
well,
of,
no, this is supposed to be PG.
No, it is, and I don't think we crossed any lines.
Edit that out.
Speaking of dog poo, you were asking about, because we're both paying attention to the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. And you're asking about what? How do you say poo in Korean?
똥.
Okay, so I said, I'm going to show you the 똥. Are you ready? So this is the picture of the 똥.
Oh, well, that's nothing.
What?
I was expecting like a big vomit of like
that's,
shit.
That's big 똥. That's nothing? Look at, hold up. Let me
that
just.
That came out of that.
So what's this? This is the big thong, and this is the aftermath. How do you say salsa? How do you say diarrhea?
Salsa.
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 Thong. Salsa.
You know, it could have just been rolled around.
Do you think she really squatted?
You know, while
down
you're
in thong.
But think about a bed. When you're getting off the bed, it's all fluffy, and it's gonna move the thong.
Yeah. So she probably.
So I don't think it's like sarsa. I think it's
no.
More
that's real thong. That's a real solid thong. Now, that's a pretty big piece, wouldn't you say?
She did a number on.
How
that
How do you say
one.
Corn in Hangukmal in Korean?
Corn.
Yeah, corn.
Kong.
So that's a kong dong.
Kong dong.
Kong dong.
That could be like the new King Kong.
Hey, dude, that's your the band. You should do a band called Kong Dong.
Kong dong? Oh, how did you know I wanted to start a band?
Nunchi. Okay, so I said my what is nunchi?
See, there's words you cannot.
So well, hold on, we're gonna break. So nunchi in Korean means
Kind of like reading the room.
Reading the room.
Reading the room. Reading people's mannerisms.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
and then like making your conclusion.
No, so because I saw your shirt, I'm like, okay, she's into music. And then I was looking at your tattoos, and I'm like, okay. And then I'm thinking, you do look like a musician, and like. What kind of band would you want to start?
You know, like Girls' Generation from this is an old K-pop girl band. Girls' Generation.
Oh, here we go.
You know, like, G, 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 baby, baby. So, like, that. So, they would definitely have to be all Asian girls.
Pre-Wonder Girls?
Yeah, but let me get to it. It's going to be, like, Girls' Generation and, you know, Holes. Courtney Love, Holes, like, Nirvana.
Yeah.
Like, that rock and that
grunge.
Girl. Yeah, that's going to mix. Yeah. That's what I want.
You want that. Does that exist right now?
What band? All of that is inspired by Aquatic Wars by Stevie Weeby. All of it.
Okay, let's go back to the let's go back to the band stuff. Oh, shout out to Rex Stizzy for linking us up. The
Rex,
homie Rex
I love
Stizzy,
you.
K-Town represent. Do you live in K-Town?
I was born and raised in K-Town, and I still reside there.
Born and raised in Koreatown. Dude, respect.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, so you know, you grew up knowing about Dumbfounded then and the homies.
I didn't.
What are you talking about?
I didn't. Well, I'm much younger. So I was born in 2003.
Is she younger than you?
Yeah. So I had to kind
of. You're younger than my intern.
I was born like yesterday.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 19.
So she's our. I think. No. Rudy was younger. You're our second youngest.
I was going to ask you that. Am I your youngest contestant?
Second. You might be younger than Rudy. Probably the same age. I think you are up.
What does she do?
She does podcasting.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
But she's our youngest Korean guest.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, I grew up early.
Yeah. So did you grow up in a just your typical Korean household? What did your parents do?
Well, okay.
Think about it and let's.
Korean families, a lot like some Latinx families, a lot like some black families, a lot of just colored families are by nature toxic. So,
give me some examples. Did you, domestic violence and stuff like
that? That's why I kind of related to a lot with you and Bobby Lee, because there was so many similarities between your dad, when you guys would describe him, and mine. Very like anger issues, very violent.
Rest in peace, Appa.
Very stubborn, very, you know, they're good people. At the end of the day, when it comes down to it, they have good hearts, but they're just so stuck at like 13 years old because that's when they went through something.
Yeah, you know, because my Oma and Appa, rest in peace, when he was...
Your Oma's alive.
I know. Oh, I'm talking about my dad.
Oh, okay.
My dad...
I was like, no.
Because they talk about the Korean War and they're like...
So I was raised by my grandma.
Okay.
I didn't have a mom.
So they talked about the old country?
Yeah, my grandma was a North Korean.
North Korean?
Yeah, she was a North Korean. Had to like carry her siblings on her back and escape the war.
You know what? it's interesting. I just ate a Korean a larva. It's it looks like a beetle. Have you heard of this food?
Pondegi?
Yeah, is it pondegi?
It's moving?
No, it's dead, but it was so gross.
I don't know about that.
Korean,
fuck that.
Korean,
hell no.
Korean larva.
Why would you look that up?
No, we did it for a Scissor Bros challenge.
Oh.
It's this, pondegi.
Pondegi.
So what, is that common in Korea?
Yeah, my dad loves that shit.
So, okay, pondegi is it's a street food made with silkworm it's basically, dude, it's peculiar, the flavor.
Dude, it's supposed to be moving.
What?
It's supposed to be alive on your plate. Well, they cook it. It's dead, but it's supposed to be moving.
So this is basically like, you know, have you seen Silence of the Lambs? Like before it turns into the moth? Right? It's an insect inside this cocoon.
I don't know. I've never eaten it.
You haven't eaten
No, fuck that.
But where? Okay, so you're talking about old country. You have relatives from the old country. They ate this shit.
They loved that shit.
But how, what made them, I mean, they look like cockroaches, and I ate two.
Are you for real asking? Because they had nothing else to eat.
There you go. It's because, either that or rats.
Because bananas were like a luxury to them.
Oh, but you that's know? More on the Asian Islander countries like the Philippines.
No,
and
my grandma said.
What do you mean?
She was like, when I was little, having bananas meant you were rich.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. So you're saying that that's what it is. They were so poor, they saw these things on the ground that looked like cockroaches. And boy, were they
mashiopso. Oh, my God.
No taste.
Mashiopso.
Oh, so how'd you know it was bendogi, right? Because you're like, oh, bendogi.
Bongdaegi.
Bongdaegi. How did you know it was bongdaegi right away?
We're going to have Korean lessons.
I know. I'm the worst.
Because how old are you now?
Don't worry about it. Time stamp.
Before you die, Stevie.
That. I'm not going to die next week. Don't worry about it.
How
am
are
I
you?
Habuji? Habuji야?
Harabuji.
Habuji야? Habuji. Where Samchun야?
Harabuji.
Habuji.
Hara.
Or kun. How about.
Hara.
Where Samchun? She said I'm a grandfather.
Time he stamp, said it wrong,
time stamp
too.
That out.
Anyway, bondegi.
Bondegi.
It's because I grew up watching my dad eat that. He loved it. It reminds him of home. But he moved to America when he was like fucking 14.
Okay, and then how did he get over here?
He went to Guam first because my grandfather, my grandma's husband, was a military general. Mm-hmm. And then he got into a hit-and-run accident. He was walking here. And he got into a hit and run accident right on like Wilshire and something, okay. Somewhere here. And that just stunted my dad. Like right there, if life is over. So, you know, he was like 16 years old growing up. Jeez. While I was growing up.
Yeah.
And he's the most giving, most pure-hearted man. But because of that, and because the old generations don't learn healthy thinking, mental health, you know, how to get over things. He was just fucking... He's still fucked up over that.
Your dad is?
Yeah.
Was he abusive towards your mom?
Towards my grandma, yeah. He had a lot of hatred and a lot of, like, you know, for her.
Maekju and yak mogul?
He was an alcoholic, but don't show him that.
Okay, okay.
Don't show him this.
No. He's not going to see. And then he's always welcome here, too.
Wait, you guys will get along.
I'm probably the same age as him. So, what's your dad's name?
Hyo Han,
안녕하세요. Always welcome here. My 집에 is your 집에.
Hi, 아빠.
안녕하세요. Can I guess what he does for a living now?
Oh my God.
There's only three things, I think.
Wow, there only is.
Can I throw them out there?
Go. Be careful.
가게, clothing 가게.
Oh, he's like a. Let me tell you something about it. He's like a gangster vibes. 깡패 vibes.
Kimchi crew? Well, you have to describe because these viewers don't know. Most of them are not of Korean descent.
Oh, just Google
it. So, gangpe means a street, kind of a street thug dude.
Yeah.
My dad was that in Korea. He shined shoes, you know, like the American Navy ships would come down and he would run down and... Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so he... And then he had to, like, hustle on the streets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my dad.
So your dad has gangpe vibes? He's not a gangster, though, is he?
I mean, he sort of is.
What?
You know, growing up, they would ask at school, like, what does your dad do for a living? And I'd be like, I don't know.
So how does he make money?
I don't know. To this day, I don't know. But he did try opening up a restaurant.
Why are you giggling? Keep going.
He tried opening up a restaurant in New Hampshire. You know, the one by the Staples?
Yeah.
He tried opening up a really nice restaurant. It was like Wagyu beef.
Korean food?
Yeah. But it was fucking awesome. But COVID hit like a month after he got it open. So he shut that down, and he's just been really sad over that.
So you don't know this whole time what your parents do for a living to be self-supporting and to get a house?
Well, I know he drove taxis.
He drove taxis.
He drove taxis for some of my life.
And then what about your mom?
I don't know her.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know her. I don't know. She left when I was like 2.
What?
Yeah.
So you, when's the last time you saw your mom?
So I went with her to Korea. So she just dipped. She was like, fuck this. I'm out of here.
She dipped?
She just dipped.
Oh my God. If she happens to see this, will she see this?
I don't know. I don't know if she's alive or if she's dead.
If she were to see this, let's give her a message. Hey.
You've missed out on a lot.
You missed out on a lot.
This is sad.
Make it right. Get your ass to Korean Air. Get a flight directly to LAX. And there needs to be some amends. Yeah?
No.
Accountability. Yes. Yeah. That's the thing I don't like about Koreans.
They just sweep everything under the rug.
No. The pride.
Oh.
They don't want to admit fault. I don't have a problem. It's... And you know what else I don't like? Which is, I'm so sorry.
Because you're right. That's why it's hot.
Because I'm talking about real shit. I'm talking about real shit. But this is the thing. What I don't like is, I don't like how, I guess you would refer to tiger parents. Tiger parents, they always compare my kids going to Harvard. What's your kid do? It's always like this. Comparing,
yeah,
and
but I've gotten got. I told you I grew up early. I got over the anger and resentment like years ago.
Your dad raised you on his own
with my grandma. So my grandma raised me on her own.
So let's give her a shout out
for Harmony.
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 Okay, what's her name? Her Hangul name?
Helen Lim. I actually don't know her Korean name.
Helen Lim. 감사합니다. Okay, so she's a G.
Yeah, and yeah. She provided me the mental space, although she was very stubborn. She's providing me the perspective of an 80-year-old woman can change her views, can change her ways.
So she's really hip to a lot of the stuff that's going on?
Not hip. I mean, she's hip.
She's aware.
She knows TikTok and all that.
She does.
But she's changing her thinking. She's changing her pride, changing her resentment, mm-hmm. You know.
How did you link up with Rex Dizzy? And how did you like link up with a Korean artist?
So I'm a model. Mm-hmm. So I do a lot of commercial modeling.
How do they? Okay, I like that you put that out there. How can one do freelance? Are you with the agency? How does that work?
Well, I started off freelance. Well, I've got to tell you my whole life story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I don't want to do that.
Okay, yeah. We could skip around, but go ahead.
I like dropped out of high school, was heavily bullied my whole life.
What high school?
John Marshall High School.
Marshall High.
John Marshall.
That's Marshall
High.
But that's Marshall.
Yeah.
That's a rough school, isn't it?
That's, I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio went there.
Wait, say that again?
Leonardo DiCaprio went
to Marshall. So Leonardo DiCaprio went to Marshall.
And he dropped out.
John Marshall High. Isn't that more...
Silver Lake.
Silver Lake.
Yeah.
Continue.
So I was bullied heavily.
By what, like tagger chicks or?
It was a majority
There's
Hispanic.
There's some gangster ass people at that school, aren't there?
But it was white bitches. Honestly, it was just this one.
There ain't no. What?
It was this one Korean bitch that was whitewashed and wanted to be white so bad because they were kind of. It was very hierarchy. Have you ever watched Mean Girls?
I just bought it the other week.
Oh, well.
To rewatch it. It's a good comedy. It's a good movie.
Who do you watch it with?
I watched it by myself. I couldn't sleep. I'm like, oh, I remember this movie. Because it's nostalgic. And it is well done. I thought, I mean, Lindsay Lohan was good in that movie. She was. You know what I liked about that movie? Hey, write down Mean Girls. I like that. Yeah. Bullet point.
Well, that was my high school.
It was like Mean Girls?
It was just like Mean Girls,
so
at least in my perspective.
So there was crews, like these were the jocks, these were the nerds, these were the mean
Except
girls.
Except everything was reversed.
What do you
so
mean?
So all the jocks were uncool. All the cheerleaders were uncool.
So who
all
were cool? The nerds were cool?
All the smokers and the people who do nothing with their lives were cool. Like they just sit in a circle and smoke and talk about nothing and think about nothing are cool.
What about the skaters?
They're cool.
Were the skateboarders cool?
The skaters were cool. The skater posers were also cool.
Wait, there was skater posers?
Yeah, they would just carry their skateboard around school.
But there was no marks on it?
You can tell they don't skate.
Okay, how can you tell? Like,
because they're mall grabbing.
From your generation, like, tell me how you could tell a person doesn't
skate.
Well,
I don't skate. You know, I skate, but there's this... Okay, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
There's this whole stigma around skateboarding that comes with, like, this edginess, this, I don't... I'm cool. Yeah. And it's like,
keep going.
I don't partake in that. My boyfriend does.
Yeah. But can I give him a shout out? Let's shout out your
shout
man.
Out Skating Bird. His
name is Skates.
He skates.
Oh, that's my people's. He rips. He's my people's.
He showed me you.
He did?
Yeah. Well, I knew you're like
your boyfriend skates?
Yeah.
Dude, that's points.
He's a skater.
That's freaking points right there. What's his name?
Nova.
Shout out to my main man Nova. Let's cruise around sometime, brother. Show me some
he
tricks.
He needs friends.
He skates hard. He rips.
He skates for hard, but he's always looking for dedicated skaters, and he just hasn't been able to find
I'm
much.
Not that dedicated. I skate to 7-Eleven and the ground, you know, I just... But if... Is he young? How old is he?
He's 20.
Then I need a kid to kind of, you know, to light a fire
He'll
under my
He'll also watch
ass.
Mean Girls with you.
I'm okay with that. No,
really?
I like watching stuff, you know. I don't... With certain stuff, I don't need another dude there to... Watch Mean Girls with.
But anyway, yeah. There's this whole stigma around skating. I just love cruising. I just love being able to
there's
fly.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But I've stopped in the past year because there's this whole like, if you're a skater, can you play skate? Can you do an ollie? And I'm like, no, I just leave me alone. I like it to
well,
be on my
board.
Well,
there's this resurgence, or re-emergence of female skaters. I mean, it's big now. I've had them on the podcast, and they're like,
Mama Skate.
Yeah. How do you know Mama Skate?
I watch her videos all the time. She's
How'd you
so
discover
cool.
her?
On Instagram.
She's blonde, right?
Yeah. She's so cool. Okay, shout out Mama Skate.
Shout out to Mama Skate. I just watched The Northman with my friend Eric. We were over there off the Lemley Sunset near going towards a comedy store. There's a movie theater near the Trader Joe's.
Vista?
Not Vista. This is going towards the west side near the comedy
closed,
store.
Actually.
Yeah. There's a volcano there. There's a Trader Joe's, a Starbucks.
No,
CVS.
I don't know.
It's towards the west.
Okay.
But anyway, so we had time before the movie. I walk into Trader Joe's.
You saw Mama Skate?
Out of the blue.
Wow. She shops at Trader Joe's?
Yeah. They're going to watch the Everything Everywhere All at Once, the Asian movie.
Oh, I've got to watch that. Don't
you
got to
watch
anything.
The movie. It's a masterpiece.
So my dream is to be a film writer.
Okay.
Yeah.
But shout out to Mama Skate. We'll get off Mama Skate. I said hi, and then I gave her a dap, and I go, I like your stuff. And
very
continue.
Cool.
Yeah. So, but you're aware of her.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah. I don't know much female skaters.
But you know who she is.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. But let's go back to you. So, you want to get off John Marshall?
Oh, I bullied. I dropped out.
So who are you bullied by? Like, how are they bullying you?
You know. Making rumors up. I was a new kid, and when you're in high school, high school is your whole world. You know, I didn't know much. The one thing I regret is I didn't just laugh it off and do my own thing. I partook in the drama so much. I got so invested. I got so invested in defending myself. So
well, bullying is no joke. I mean, there's kids that take their own, you know.
Yeah, I tried killing myself.
I mean, it's no joke.
Yeah.
What's a message we could put out there? Stop the bullying.
Well, I heard Stop that it. My main it was the entire school. It was like bandwagoning, but the main bully, her name's I'm not gonna say her name. She
say the first letter of her name.
H. Yeah, you know who the fuck.
All right, H.
I heard from a friend of a friend of a friend that she was like, the things I did to Hannah at Marshall, like, I don't wish that upon anybody.
Can you give me some examples of what she did?
It sounds so funny now, but when you're 15 and you're new to a school, you know, like the smallest thing of like screaming at you in front of everyone in the courtyard, that's a lot. I cried. She'd be like, "Where the fuck are your friends? No one's here to defend you." And I'm like,
"Oh my God." She knows. You're all by yourself?
Yeah, I'm by myself. By myself. And I'd like start talking to a boy I liked, and he liked me. And I guess everyone tells me.
And
she
tried to shame you because of that?
Yeah.
Why are you talking to him?
Yeah. Like, kind of like, who are you sending nudes to? Like,
oh my. So they're asking stuff like that?
Yeah. No, they would claim that I sent nudes to people. And, well, I didn't make it.
It's so bizarre that that even, because like I grew up when that wasn't, I grew up during a generation where that was not around. There was no internet, there was no phone. So hearing that, hearing that, it just is so bizarre and foreign to me. Like, huh? Yeah. That's the way kids talk nowadays?
I don't know the least of it. I don't even know the least of it of what kids these days are going through in school.
How do they pay attention? They have their smartphones out. I mean, they're on Instagram.
There's like, always on that. You know,
so that's is there how protocols people... within the school district as far as the curriculum where you can't have your phones out?
Who's going to listen to that? Our school had no rules. There were no rules at this school. You could do just about any. The teachers were smoking pot. Like,
what?
Like, yeah.
Okay, so sorry. Stizzy is the name. And how?
Shout out Stizzy. Promote me. Sponsor me.
So Stizzy, it's oil. It's
It's waxed.
It's waxed oil. Yeah.
So you get pods for it.
You get pods.
I dropped it one time at school while she was screaming at me. So it was like a whole thing.
And she ratted you out?
No. The thing is, I walked away like it wasn't mine. And then the next day, the principal or the assistant principal, his name's Colado, he goes, I've got your weed. And I'm like, it's not mine. You know, see, that's how loose it was.
Oh, my God.
That's how...
I can only imagine when I went to high school before you guys were born. It was illegal. Born. No, it's like we had weed with seeds in it and there was no stizzies. And I can only imagine me having this thing in my pocket and like being in class and going and then just being baked the whole day. That's insane.
Yeah, but I mean, fire alarms were constantly going off.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Because you would smoke in the bathrooms.
What's the percentage of students doing this stizzy stuff?
Like a good 80 to 90, yeah.
Wait. Think about that more. I mean, that's...
Girl, I was in the SAS program, the advanced program. So
what
that's
that
where
mean?
All...
What does that stand for? That,
like, I don't know.
Okay.
But it means, like, everyone in that program is smart as shit. So I was in class with, like, nerd on my right, nerd on my left, nerd over
so the
there,
nerds are nerd. Doing stizzies?
They're doing stizzies.
So the nerds, the smart kids are doing stizzies?
Not the... That's a class president, but yeah.
They're doing stizzies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So... Man, this is mind-boggling to me. And no one's talking about,
wow,
like...
Wow, that's mind-boggling
to me? It is.
I have shit to say to you then.
Wait. You got more? What's worse than the stizzies at school? What's worse than the stizzies?
The fights.
All right, let's talk about
the
that.
The fights. So, had an Instagram account called Marshall Wilden or something where everyone in school would fight. I mean, it was just a fight every week.
It should be a rumble fish. It's just a rumble
every week. And so, but you know, at the graduation speech of my older grades, I was always friends with the older kids.
Yeah.
The grade above me at their graduation, the principal's making a speech to the stadium of parents and kids who are graduating. And they go, we had a good year. It was very purple. It was very yellow. And that was referencing one of the fights.
What do you mean?
It was a girl dressed in yellow or something, and there was a girl dressed in purple. I forget, but he was referencing a fight. That's how often would these fights
take place? Once
a
week?
I'm telling you, like once a week.
Once a week.
And then by the end of the school year, it's like every other day or something like that. It was often.
Was there graffiti in your school? Like people that would graffiti it up and stuff like that?
Well, we went to Marshall. Look at how nice it is.
Marshall's nice?
Marshall's nice.
I'm thinking about a different Marshall then.
No, Marshall's like brick building.
Oh, okay. So I'm thinking, so back in the day, Marshall was bad.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have the magnet.
So that, what's a magnet? What's a magnet program? What is that?
I don't know.
Okay. Smarts for smart kids.
SES, go on field trips.
Now, can I ask you this? Did Marshall provide, did you have athletics, football team, wrestling team? Did you have a wrestling team?
We didn't have wrestling.
But you had football?
We had football. We had soccer.
Now, was football the weekly event? Because when I was growing up,
just establish that when you were growing up, it was much different than when I was growing up and I'm still growing up?
a lot different.
It was like a different. Don't even bring shit up.
No, I am going to bring stuff up because I'm going to try to find correlations, okay? Because when I was growing up, and before I was even growing up, in the 60s and the 70s, the thing to do... 60s and the 70s. The thing to do, every week, all the students would go to the high school football game. Is that true?
That was basketball.
So that was...
Everyone went to basketball games.
Because they could bring their stizzies.
No, basketball's indoors. No, okay. I mean, they. Right. I mean, you went to a football game because you had to.
What?
Yeah. And you went to a soccer game because, and there were barely people on the benches during soccer games, but some people went because they wanted
soccer
to.
Soccer was the real deal.
No, basketball was the real deal.
I'm talking about in general. Soccer's the real global sport. Yeah. And that's my
dad opinion. And I love soccer.
Oh, yeah. Hanguk all the way. Songmin. Yes.
Wait, what's his name?
Son Min. He plays for my opposing team, the Tottenham Hotspurs. But he's the number one Korean soccer player.
There was another Hong one. Min Song. There was Hong another Min one Son. Called Peck something.
Or Park. Park.
Park.
Jisung Park.
Park Jisung.
Yeah, Jisung Park. Manchester United.
Yeah.
Jisung Park.
Park Jisung. Park. Park you say Jisun. The last name first.
Park Jisun. Park Jisun. Okay, let's get back to... Okay, so I think we spent enough time with Marshall. Dropped out.
I dropped out.
What year?
Right when COVID started. So I dropped out and I was like... And everyone was like, oh, what is she going to do with her life? And then everyone went online anyway. So I graduated early. I'm like, fuck you guys.
Yes.
Graduated early. Mm-hmm. And then everything's online.
So yeah, everything's online.
College and everything's online.
How did you get...
This was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, this is crazy. I think she is one of the... Yeah. How did you get even involved with the modeling thing? Did you have a photographer approach you like, hey, you have
so
a good
that's
look?
That's when... So COVID started. Everyone started going on TikTok. Right? Everyone's on TikTok, right? it's the new Instagram. It's the new... What was before TikTok? A Musical.ly, like the Thriller. It was a new... It was that.
Okay.
And then I started making some bad TikToks.
Vine.
It was
Vine.
A new Vine.
Yeah.
Chelsea.
She's aces.
She's awesome.
She's aces. she's the ace in the hole. She's the aces. Okay.
Aces in the hole.
Aces. So you start doing these videos and you got some comments and people like some opportunities.
So I got scouted. I got scouted by IMG. I got scouted by, I don't even care. But that's what got me into like taking photos. And honestly, modeling is just, you get swept into it because it's how you look. Mm-hmm. It's the most shallow industry. It's the closest thing to prostitution.
Hey, but might as well get paid. If you get an ad, might as well get paid, right?
But even with the payment, if you're signed, that's
the
thing.
Are you with an agency then?
I'm with an agency, but this is the best agency I've had.
In California, in LA.
Well, they're based in New York, but they get me jobs here.
Can we shout them out real quick?
Yeah, Ricky Michaels.
So shout out to my main
Thank
man,
you for
Ricky
getting
Michaels,
me jobs.
For scouting out the homie right here, getting her work.
So yeah,
let's get more campaigns going. Let's get some commercial work going. Okay. So what was some of the work that he got that Ricky got you?
He wasn't the first to scout me.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know that.
Oh, No. No, because I wanted to go into how bad agencies are.
Oh, you want to get into that?
Yeah.
You got to think about that, though. Are you sure you want to talk about that?
Well, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I think there needs to be a change.
Okay,
I think
why? What's wrong with the modeling agencies?
We need a drastic change because, like I said, it's the closest thing to prostitution. Therefore, agencies and agents are our last line of defense. The only middlemen between the circumstances that we're put in, especially in foreign areas, and the production that we work with. And production doesn't give a fuck about models. They don't care about talent unless you are famous and have a name for yourself.
Right.
If you're just a body and a face to put something on and to throw on the camera, they don't care mm-hmm. about you. They don't care about your well-being. They try to act like it, though.
Right.
So I've had so much bad experience with every agent. It scarred me because, you know, I'm alone. And I moved out the house at like 15, 16.
What?
So I was very independent. From the
get-go. You had your own apartment by then?
Mm-hmm.
At that young?
Well, because I started working under the table at like 13, 14.
Modeling gigs?
No, like waitressing, like bar back. Like, oh. I was working like 3 jobs.
I did that too.
One of the things I got bullied for in high school was they said I didn't actually work at Trader Joe's, but I did.
You worked at Trader Joe's?
I worked at Trader Joe's.
I love Trader Joe's.
For like 2 months.
That's what's up.
They're cool. Yeah, they're very nice.
They are?
They're very friendly.
I like their coconut skin cream I have over there.
Have you tried their pineapple canned juice? Okay.
Oh, wait, tell me about...
Actually, I want to gatekeep that.
Wait, Not to me. Not to me, because I'm all about beverages.
I'll tell you after.
Write down pineapple juice.
Can.
Okay, gotcha. That's okay. That's you're gonna gatekeep it because you know what happens.
So fire.
People might buy it out.
It's already bought out.
Yeah.
It's never there anymore.
Can I ask you? Is it sparkling or is it just juice?
It's just juice.
Okay, but it must be tasty.
It's the best.
Okay,
ever.
Gotcha. So let's get back to So what are positives about the modeling agencies? Are there any positives?
You get to network. You get to meet new people. You know, if you're someone like me who likes to just ask random people, what do you do? Oh, how did you get there? You know, I'm very curious. I'm not extroverted, but I'm curious. So therefore, you'll meet people, you'll make connections. That's the only reason I've stayed in it till now is because of the people you meet. Like, I met Rec at a shoot.
You met Rec Steezy at a
shoot? I met Rec at a shoot.
I love that kid.
And I will love him for the rest of my life.
Oh, dude, he's the best.
Yeah.
We love Rec Steezy here.
We love Rec.
He's been on here twice already. He's been here.
Froggy. I told him I wanted him to come with me because I was so nervous.
You know why I love Rec? Because he's talented, but he's humble. He plays video games, too.
So, do you guys play together?
Oh, no, but we nerded out bad on a Red Dead Redemption.
Oh my god, my boyfriend loves
when
Red
he
Dead.
Came over once. I was playing it, and then he walked in because it was before we started filming, and he was giving me pointers.
Oh,
he's like,
god.
You know, you could ride that horse.
No,
you know,
Red
you
Dead
could
haunts me because my boyfriend would play it all night, and I would hear it in my sleep.
So you met Rec. You met Rec Steezy on a shoot, like a music
on
video
a 7-Eleven shoot.
On a 7-Eleven. So he got hot. He does commercial work too.
I guess.
Good for you. Hey, good for you, Rec.
You
got a good look too. Good for you, Rhett.
No, yeah, they put him in like all green Carhartt fit. It was fire. Yeah.
I like because he's got that East Coast vibe still kind of too. You know, some of like his dialect.
It is like that.
Yeah. So now do these modeling agencies get you commercial work as well or just ads like print? Like how does that work?
Oh, I've never been printed. It's mostly been commercial. Well, that's what I'm saying. The past agents never got me jobs. If they did, they'd steal my money. And then the agent I have
recently...
What do you
mean steal your money? They only are supposed to take it like 10% or something or 15%.
You are 15, 16 years old being sent these pages of contracts that you don't know what the fuck says.
Oh, no, you don't sign.
You sign it because it's you're like, I'm so broke and alone.
Yeah, okay, I know what you're saying now. Okay.
And especially my heart goes out to the foreign ones who don't even speak English and are being sent out, like sent out for high fashion things. And they're being robbed.
They're being robbed. So they're basically getting the day pay and that's it. They're not getting the royalties, the residuals, or any of that.
I did a Maybelline shoot in New York.
Maybelline?
Yeah, 3 months ago, and I got paid like yesterday.
Oh, how's it? Pretty good check or what?
It was a pretty good check.
Pretty good. Okay. Good for you. Keep doing it.
I'm balling, Marshall. Fuck you, Marshall.
Yeah. So, Marshall, you messed up. Don't stop bullying.
Stop bullying.
So, how often do you have to audition for certain things?
It's weird. That's why I'm telling you the whole industry's weird.
Because I have some experience with that. I know it's back in the day, but when I did commercials,
it was more face to face.
It was, you would have to go to these places, auditioning
now
places.
Now it's Zoom.
What?
Now it's all on Zoom.
Well, back in my time, in the 1940s.
That's when my grandma was born.
In 1945, we used to have to go down there, go into the place, sign the login sheet, and then there's a lobby area. They'd call us into this room. There would be a table and a person saying, okay, what's your name? Slate to the right, slate to the left. And then you would have to audition. Yeah.
Well, now it's on Zoom and it's 10 people on camera with their cameras off. And they're just, and then one Asian lady is just like.
Why don't they need them on?
Okay, go.
Oh my God.
Okay, drink your coffee like you own the world. Okay.
That's the auditions? On Zoom?
Yeah, on Zoom. And it's like, how can you even... I don't know. It's so weird to me. It's
how
so
do you?
Weird.
What happens when you get a call back?
They email you and say you're confirmed. Well, I'm not an actor. That's different.
No, but still, I mean, if it's commercial work, because you're doing modeling in commercial work, right? So it is. I mean, we could refer it to something else, but it's still that type of work. Although you're an modeling actress, I would say.
Well,
getting booked.
You know what? Sometimes they don't even do auditions. I did my first like big shoot. It was MAC. It was like a year ago.
That's big too.
Yeah,
MAC?
It was MAC Cosmetics.
The makeup company.
Yeah. And it was in New York, and it was a while ago, and they just saw my face and wanted me. But when I got there, they were like, okay, now you're going to do all of your makeup and talk while you're doing it. And it's like, what made you decide that I'm capable of speaking on camera?
Yeah.
About makeup? I don't know shit about makeup.
You don't know anything?
No. I can put on concealer. Or that's what I did.
CarMax
today.
And that's it.
What's CarMax?
All right, just time. Time
Am I too
up.
Young?
CarMax is just it's lip balm. CarMax.
Oh, CarMax.
No, not CarMax. We're not talking cars here.
I'm doing
CarMax.
Burt's Bees.
No, we're not. Burt's Bees. Okay.
Or Vaseline.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we grew up. Koreans grew up with Vaseline.
But yeah, I'm not. I want to go into acting, though.
Okay, let's make that happen.
I do.
Because let me tell you something. It's the thing now. Korean cinema. Drama series, Netflix.
Can we talk about that?
Go ahead.
I'm so excited that you guys are finally realizing how wonderful and jaw-dropping the Korean cinema industry is.
It's about freaking time,
it's
ladies and gentlemen.
Time.
We've been here, dude.
We've
Shout
been
out to
here.
My main man, Steven Yeun.
Shout out to Bong Joon-ho.
Bong Joon-ho. Who's that dude that played in Old Boy? That dude, that's the homie.
Oh.
That's the homie, dude. The fucking Samchun looking dude. Oh, he's the homie.
A lot of shit.
Yeah, look that up.
But yeah,
boy.
Everyone's
yeah.
like, oh my God, Parasite, like Squid Games. It's like, no, it's been good. It's been that
you
good.
You know when I knew it was kind of turning to the Korean.
When it came out on
the
Netflix.
Korean wave. No, I was on an airplane and, you know, people have downloaded movies. And I saw this soccer mom, white woman. She breaks out her, what's his name? Choi Min-sik, fool. What's his name? Choi Min-sik.
Min-sik Cho.
Min-sik Cho. Min-sik Cho. That dude's special. So anyway, the soccer mom, I'm like, and I was bored because I didn't have downloaded movies.
You're watching what she was watching.
No, I looked over. She had her iPad.
So you were being really invasive and weird.
A little bit. She was watching Parasite. So
yeah.
I'm like, oh, damn. She's
That's when I realized it
she's
was
She's watching
trending.
Parasite. Holy
when Parasite
shit.
Came out and my non-Korean friends were talking about it, that's when I was like, oh, it's a thing now.
But don't you think that's good?
That's
a good thing?
That's fucking awesome.
Not only that, they're watching other Korean series. Like they're watching the horror movies, the
you
zombie
know,
movies.
But when it comes to Korean dramas, there's one or two people. You either like the love triangle shit and the drama and the talking and all that shit, or you like the thrillers, the dystopia, the zombies.
Yeah, I like that shit.
I like that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, that's the
I don't
bomb.
Really like the love triangle.
Yeah, no, it's too
it's
complicated.
Too much.
Yeah, it's too complicated.
It's too dookie.
So, dude, we're getting down to the last 10, 15
already?
Minutes already. Yeah, but this is what I want to
no.
do. This is what I want to do. Oh, you're always welcome back. We should have you and Rec on here together next
yeah,
time or something.
I have like so much to talk about.
I know. Can we talk about, this is what I want to talk about. This is what I personally want to know about. Koreatown, the community, because my intern lives in there. I want to talk.
Do?
Yeah, I want to talk about the cool things about living in K-Town and like what K-Town has to offer.
Have you read Dumbfounded Dummies his book?
No, but that's the homie.
He wrote like I don't know if it's his book.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he knows all, dude. He's like the king over there.
Have you read Crying in H-Mart? I'm a big reader. You read
you've
it?
Heard about this? No, but go ahead. Can you write that down?
Crying in H-Mart.
Crying. Can you write that? Crying in H-Mart.
So, like, I'm a writer.
Okay.
I've written my whole life. It's the only way to keep from going crazy.
Autobiographies, fiction, what?
just journaling so far, mm-hmm. but it's been more insightful. It's been more like an observation of the world I live in. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when Crying in H Mart came out, and then all the Korean cinema started emerging, and then I meet fellow Koreans like Dummy and Rec, and I see what they're talking about K-Town, it made me feel so much less alone. Because growing up, to me at least, K-Town was shameful to be a part of. It was like,
why is that? Why did you feel that way?
I felt that way because I went to elementary school and middle school in K-Town, but I also went to middle schools and high schools in white areas with white dominated. So I wanted to be white until like fucking 11th grade. Mm-hmm. And so that stigma really like stuck with me. But being from being part of K-Town is like the most liberating, most I'm so proud of that.
Really?
Yeah.
And what are some of the cool things that you like about living in Koreatown?
No one's scared, especially like the FOBs, respectfully. No one's scared to be themselves. You know, when you're kimchi squatting and you're smoking your cigarette, yeah. and you're at a Korean bar or whatever.
Write down kimchi squatting. I like that term. Because that's, I've seen, I know what that is, yeah.
They're very unapologetically themselves.
Yes. So kimchi squatting is just the way, like, the old people smoke their cigarettes squatting, like they're taking a shit.
Yeah.
But they're smoking a cigarette.
And no one can do it because your Achilles tendons aren't stretched enough. Right, only ours is.
Well, can I at least throw this in there? Isn't the food exceptional in Koreatown?
Fuck yeah. I mean, do we even have to talk about that?
Well, there's a people here that have no, I mean, this is a foreign world to them. They have no idea of
that.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not everyone's from K-Town.
You put it into perspective.
So can I throw, Baekjeong, is that a pretty solid place to eat?
Baekjeong?
Baekjeong.
I haven't been there.
Huh?
I haven't been there.
What spots do you go, like, do you?
Growing up, I went to like Gilmok, the corner place, you know, all the shabu shabu spots. Gilmok? The corner place. You know what?
Well, what is that? Is that what is Gilmok?
So my dad took me to like old Korean restaurants.
Old. Small and old.
That had quality food.
But not a lot of customers.
They had a lot of customers sometimes.
Regulars.
The people who knew. The people who knew.
I like that.
Yeah. But it's not like on Yelp or anything.
It's not. You just have to know.
You just have to know.
So how many of those do you know?
A lot. I know a lot.
A lot.
So that's why whenever my friends now are like, what's the best Korean barbecue spot? I'm like, you can't even look it up.
You can't look it up. So there's a spot you know of that's not on Yelp, like the oxtail soup. You know, like a secret spot where only a few know.
You know 간장게장?
간장 뭐야?
The soy sauce crabs.
Oh.
You never ate?
I don't think I've even.
Oh my God. There's this good spot. You know what? Next time I come here, I'm going to write a list and the address of all their spots so we can promote. Because
thank you.
There are these like Korean old ladies running this quality food.
I want to throw a curveball. What's the best kimchi jjigae?
Kimchi jjigae?
Yes.
There's this one jeonggukjang spot. Do you know jeonggukjang?
몰라요.
It's called Olympic jeonggukjang. And jeonggukjang is this soybean paste soup that not even Koreans like.
I'm down for it. It's brown, huh?
Yeah.
I'm down for it.
No, that's 된장찌개.
Oh, yeah. 된장. What's the difference? I like 된장찌개, too.
전국장 is just 된장찌개 times 100.
What do you mean by that? It's more
pungent. That's why I say even Koreans don't like it.
Even Koreans don't like it.
Because it smells...
Like tong.
Like tong. But like I shit. Love it. I love yeah. that shit.
No, okay. So they have the best... That's kimchi. A little bit advanced for me. Just your regular kimchi jjigae.
They have the best kimchi jjigae.
They do?
If you like things salty, though, you might have to add a little salt.
Not really. I don't need... I just want to have a good-tasting kimchi
Yeah,
broth.
They have the best kimchi jjigae. I know a couple other places, too. I forget the name.
Now, what is a fair price for just a kimchi jjigae and banchan and stuff? Like $14? $10 bucks?
I'll pay whatever for that.
You'll pay whatever.
Because a Korean ajumma made it with love.
Oh, there you go.
She the made marinated. It with love. Right. So I'll pay whatever.
Okay. So what about these places in the Korean malls? You know how they have the food court?
I worked at a dentist in Koreatown Galleria.
Oh, right there. Yeah. But you know what I'm talking about. There's a food court. It's whatever.
Have you been to Cheese Stella?
No, she knows. You know what? Because I know you have a lot of knowledge
about
these spots.
That's the only reason why Rec and I are friends. Food.
You guys eat. How often do you eat with Rec?
Well, I just met him. We ate boiling crab the other day. I was on his stream.
Yeah. I like boiling crab.
I love boiling crab.
Yeah. Mm. You guys get along well?
I love Rec.
Yeah.
I gave him a back massage. I stepped on him.
Yeah. So, because I eventually have to move. Do you think that I would love living in K-Town if I chose to
move
there?
Why do you have
to move? Oh, because they're going to demolish this and they sold the building and yeah. So eventually I have to. Do you think that'd be a good choice?
Do you remember what I DM'd you before coming here?
Yeah.
Koreatown parking sucks.
Yes.
So that's something you have to think about.
I don't have a car though.
Oh, fuck yeah. I have a 2-bedroom apartment. Really spacious. Let me explain.
Okay.
Really spacious. 2-3 parking spaces. Balcony. And it's like kind of an old building, but 1970. I'm paying $1,970 for that. Split by 4 people because I like to take people in.
Damn. That's a good deal.
Right? Like, K-Town is where you go. And then you got to just sweet talk the, like, old harabojis and harmonies that own the building.
If I get an appointment with a landlord, can you be my interpreter?
Yeah. Yeah, I for sure
okay,
will.
Okay, no. Because I'm...
Housing hits the heart.
No, because check this out. Because, you know, obviously my Korean's the worst. But if they see that I'm Korean, and I'll just say you're my sister.
I'll be your sister.
I'll just say this is my sister.
Do we look alike?
Yeah, and then, we could pass. I'm not saying y'all look alike. No, but could we pass if you weren't you? Could we pass? Could she pass as my sister?
Baby, you're beautiful.
Edit that out. I mean, timestamp that out.
Like
we're
going
to say, thank you. We're going to say you're my sister and you're going to have to you're going to have to be on my side and we're going to try to get a good deal on a studio apartment.
No, I already know some places.
You do?
Yeah.
Off the cuff?
Yeah. There's one right next to my building.
Studio?
Yeah.
Hardwood floors?
Yeah, but let me tell you, there's a lot of white people in that building.
I grew up with white people. That's not a deal.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I just have like this fresh hatred.
Okay, well, let's do that part 2. let's do that in part 2. How much do you think the studio would go for right now?
Studio?
Yeah, you said studio.
Studio? I don't know. For a good deal, you might get it for like $800,
$900. I'm down for it.
Yeah.
I'm down for it.
Really good, though. That's hard.
That's why you're going to be my interpreter and negotiator. Just tell him these things. When we meet with this landlord, say he's responsible. No beer, no drugs. He doesn't do anything.
They don't care.
But just tell him this.
Okay.
I'm responsible. I've never been late on rent. Okay.
He went to AA.
Yes. I'm sober. I'm responsible. Okay. And then when I video game, that's the only problem. I'm loud when I play Warzone. But I'll work on that if I move in there. Because are the neighbors, like, they'll pound on my door, right?
Not if you live next to white people.
Good point.
Yeah, it'll be like a Korean building with white people. It's like best of both worlds.
It's interesting. So when did that start happening when there's more white people? Is that a recent thing?
Yeah.
Because that wasn't in 1988.
Right.
Or 92.
Right.
They were staying away from K-Town because of the riots
and
whatnot.
Honestly, we're taking part in this because my boyfriend is white. And we
and
both,
my girl's white too.
We both resigned.
My girl's white too.
But he's a good white. You know, he speaks
Mine's
up.
Mine's a good white too.
He speaks up, but he doesn't speak over, which I think all white people should do. Mm-hmm. But they don't. It very recently, over the past year, I've been noticing so many white individuals and like white youths, like white millennials.
And they're down for the Korean cause.
They're
down for the with the Koreanos.
But they're
and
not
I love
down
it.
To respect.
They're down for it.
But they're not
down,
down
for
to respect the neighborhood.
Okay, hold up. Let me say something. Let me do this courtesy kind of call out. If you want to live in K-Town, you got to respect the culture, the history, and the conduct of the peoples.
Learn it.
Or get yourself out of there.
I recently bought
it. Learn it. Okay? Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Learn it.
Learn it. Respect. Respect it. Okay? If you want to live in Cape Town, you got to have some respect. Learn about the culture.
Mean, even I'm learning it. I'm learning Korean. I recently bought a book called Korean Immigrants from like 1940 to 1980.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I want to learn. Even I don't know because I'm very young.
When's the last time you went back to the motherland?
Oh, that's for another next podcast.
Okay, that's for part two or part three. Oh, my God. Okay. So we already, an hour went by. This is the time right now. Think about it. Okay, so she just turned it off? It's back on.
Oopsie.
Okay, so this is the time you need to, I want you to plug everything you want to plug. Social media, website, how they could hire you for work, for modeling gigs. Go ahead.
Well, man, I don't want to promote myself like that.
So at least shout out your Instagram,
okay? My Instagram is honeybee.
But it's a unique way of spelling it.
HUNNYB3EE from Unmortal Orchestra. Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Yeah. Website, anything else?
I've yet to make a website. I've yet to make a name for myself yet.
Are you twitching at all?
I've yet to find my identity, Stevie.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, you're still young. You're figuring it out, okay?
But I'm going to start vlogging soon.
There you go.
So.
You know, you should do one. I mean, this is just a suggestion. Since you know so much about. I know. I need to vlog.
I would watch your vlogs.
You would?
Yeah. No, what do you do? What's your daily. Okay, before we end, what's your daily life like? What do you do? Okay, we wake up.
And you'll tune in to part two and three to find out, okay? Thanks for your time.
You should vlog.
I used to. I need to get back on it. Okay. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Again, follow Hannah at honeybee at HUNNYB3EE on IG, on Instagram, okay? I have to make a couple shout outs. Go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby if you want to help support the platform. Oh, Scissor Bros. Go to YouTube.com/ScissorBros and those episodes drop every Friday. We're doing a summer camp, ladies and gentlemen. Go to join us at summer camp. go to Camp Ra. This is in Seattle, June 16th to the 19th. It's a tech-free, all-inclusive retreat. Okay, go to Camp Ra, CampRahh.com. Some activities include kayaking, archery, and yoga. Okay, and s'mores, all that stuff. Okay, we're going to be like camp counselors there.
Meditation.
Go get your tickets. Stay, join us. Go to StevieWeebyShow.com. That's a website. StevieWeebyBandcamp.com for the music. Like I said, Scissor Bro episodes drop every Friday. Definitely subscribe there. Okay, if you want to send any packages, I haven't been to the P.O. Box for a minute, but send all your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Yo, it was an honor having you. The best of luck. You got a bright future ahead of you. I'm glad you made it through high school and then the bullies didn't get to you. And now you're winning.
Yay!
Sitting by his side, it was a fallen leaf. Couldn't pick him up, a lifetime is brief. A homage to my pops and what he's achieved. From Korea to the land of stripes, be at peace. To high and auditory states, meet your guide. Your body stays below the river tide, confide. In the waters holding secrets as your lies subside. Upside is a boiling in a pot to fly. My balloon, let it fly up to the moon, yeah. Shaped like a spoon, not to be exhumed. Assume that it knew about the air it flew. A lonely troll with a tantrum throw. Hitting on the keys like his neck King Cole. Not a friend, but a foe on a gossip pro. The Pope wears a tiara crown shaped like a fish. Donating all your earnings to the church, make a wish. Remember when you even got. Of a letter brought to the truth, had better pay you debtor, I've been carving.
I'm down for the count on the ground freight train. Living today, don't give it away. The peace and the praise, the raise. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of thrones delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed. Live this way, can deal with shade. A spade is a spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal of mail. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female.
Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.